Welcome everyone. My name is Mansi.
Hello friends, this is Shruti and we welcome you to our podcast, Utopian Way of Life.
Can creating happiness within change the world around? Tune in to know more.
Hello listeners, and we are live again. Welcome to the first episode of Utopian Way of Life. Today, we are going to talk about relationships. So, this is Shruti.
I'm Mansi.
Welcoming you to our first episode. So, relationship, a word that, you know, can have so many different meanings. But I think relationship is something that provides the greatest sense of well-being and meaning to our human existence. It is a support system that all of us need to spend our life in a better way, to have the quality of, I think that the quality of relationship determines to a larger extent the quality of our life. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about the building blocks of a good relationship. But before that, let's talk about, like, you know, I think that the first thing or the first relationship that you have is with yourself. So, Mansi, what are your thoughts on, you know, the relationship itself?
Okay, so for me, relationship is something that nurtures you. It contributes to you. And not just romantic relationships. I'm talking about all the relationships. It's something, if it makes sense to me, if it's something that helps you and the other person grow in your life, if that makes sense. And yeah, so I feel like it starts from yourself, because we put a lot of onus on other people or their thoughts, expectations and emotions about relationships or about the connection that they have with you. So I feel like if we focus on building a relationship, a greater nurturing contributive relationship with ourselves first, if we can conquer that one thing first, then I feel like that would be a foundation to block, as we say, to creating more of that in the world. So if I have a nurturing and contributive relationship with myself, then I believe that we can do that very easily with others, because it's like if you respect yourself, then others are going to respect you. So it's the same thing with self-love also. So what I would like to ask you guys is, the first thing is, do you love yourself? Usually people just say yes, but I would really suggest to take a moment and ask yourself, do you really love yourself? And do you love all the parts of yourself?
Right.
Do you accept them? Are you okay with them? Do you hate them? And it's okay. It's okay to have hatred towards yourself, or it's okay to not like certain parts. We'll discuss about how to get around it. But please get clear with this thing first. Do you love yourself? Do you hate yourself? What parts do you like about yourself? What parts do you not like about yourself?
I couldn't agree more with you, Mansi. Like, you know, often even when growing up, in Indian families or Indian households, we are often told that, you know, think about others first. Think about your siblings, think about your parents, think about your grandparents, think about the society. But where, you know, but there somewhere we get lost about what we feel about things and how we, you know, want things to be for ourselves, and what things do we want for ourselves. So these are the questions that we are never taught to ask ourselves since our childhood. And I think that's the problem why most of us are often, we don't know ourselves. We are not in a healthy relationship with ourselves. And that in a way gets projected onto our other relationships in our life, be it a romantic relationship or a friendship. Just because, you know, we are often having conflict with our own self about things that we feel and the things that we want to express, but cannot do so. because we don't know if that's what we want because we have never asked ourselves. So that creates a lot of stress in our lives. So I cannot agree more with you that, the first step of having any good relationship is to have a an intimate relationship with yourself and spend time in understanding your needs, in what you want from life, what you want from yourself. So I think it's very, very important and critical.
Yeah. And as much as I would suggest being aware about your thoughts, the same goes for your emotions as well. Like a simple activity like just penning down whatever emotions you have gone through every day can help you just identify or notice more of your emotions. And once you figure out or notice what your emotions are, I think it will give you more clarity about the kind of life that you would like to build. If you like, and especially what's your temperament. For example, I'm a person who naturally operates at being happy or looking at the positive aspects of my life. But I have got through, I've noticed this because I'm a person who always likes to notice my emotions or observe what is happening with me. So emotional journaling is something that I've always done. It may not have to be on paper. It can just, you can have a mental note of it. How have you been, Shruti? What's your temperament like?
So, even as a child, I was very aware of, how I felt about things, what things made me happy, what things made me sad. Maybe that comes from the thing that, I am an introvert, so I spend a lot of time with myself. I give a lot of time to myself. And so, because of that, I have always been aware of my feelings, my emotions, the driving factors or the triggers, that would make me feel a certain way. And I think that has helped me a lot in life in terms of making choices about the people that I allow to. That I allow in my life as well as my career choices. So, like for example, when as I had mentioned earlier also that I've changed a lot of careers, and that is because I knew I wasn't happy. So that has come from a lot of self-reflection and the knowledge about self. And finally, I'm in a place where I am really happy. And this couldn't have been possible without, observing, analyzing, assessing my own self. So I think that answers the question. So as much as self-love is important and that defines or lays the foundation of any good relationship that you would have in your life, there are other certain key elements which also play a key role when we talk about healthy and good relationship with someone else. So, would you like to put some light on that, Mansi?
One of the things that I want to talk about is judgments, like how many judgments that you have of yourself that stop you from loving yourself.
Right. So, because all of us have certain prejudices that, we pick up while growing up in the society. And just because someone is a certain way, we make opinions about them or we make opinions about ourselves. And I think it is very important that you understand the side of the other person as well before you form an opinion. So I often tell, my friends and people around me that as human beings, we are good, very good at telling stories. And if we don't communicate, okay, we would end up telling stories which are not true to ourselves, and that would be wrong for us and for the other person.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And again, to come back to the previous point, what I have read about, the one thing that I read and it really clicked me was judgment and gratitude both cannot exist in the same place. So if you have judgments about yourself, then there's somewhere that you don't have gratitude about yourself. So what I used to do is to just sort of pen down or just to know what all judgments I have, I used to just write down, okay, what are the judgments that I have of myself, including your body, huh? So all the judgments that you have of your body. Even I had a lot about being fat or not liking myself. So I just sat down and wrote about these things. And once I noticed and identified, okay, these are the judgments that I have of myself. And I also noticed that, okay, I thought other people have those about me, but they were actually my judgments that I had about myself. So the one question that I asked myself was, okay, what am I grateful for when it comes to me? And that really opened a lot for me. I mean, it sort of melts the judgments away when you get into the more of a gratitude space for yourself. And that's one of the keys to, again, self-love as well. The more you have gratitude for yourself, the more you're going to start loving yourself. So the one question that I would like to put out is, who or what are you grateful for today? And if you can, then just pen down 100 things that you're grateful for in your life. May it be other people, may it be about yourself, your body, whatsoever. Just write 100 things that you think you're grateful for. And notice the shift that happens once you do that.
Very well put, Mansi. Like, we are often cribbing about things that we don't have, but we fail to be grateful about things that we already have. And it's only if people started focusing on the things that they have that, their whole attitude towards their life would shift dramatically, and they would be in a much happier space for themselves. So I know for a matter of fact that, even while growing up, when, my mom would cook something up for me with so much of love and affection, instead of thanking her for the, whatever she has cooked for me, I would be like, ye kyun nahi banaya, wo kyun nahi banaya, I don't eat this sabzi and stuff like that. But when I moved out of my house and, started living on my own, I miss that. I miss that cooking. I even miss the lauki ki sabzi. And that made me realize that, oh my God, I haven't thanked her enough for whatever she has done for me. So, feeling gratitude is important, but expressing it from time to time, I think, is also very important. Because, oftentimes we have so many emotions and feelings with us that we don't express it to the person. And that's where, there is a gap in understanding that gets created. Therefore, I think communication also forms a very important part of any good relationship, that, it is important to communicate everything, the things that you're feeling good about, or, things that you're feeling bad about, things that you would want them to do more often, things that you don't want them to do more often.
And I think even building a healthy relationship with yourself requires great communication with yourself first. So just having a dialogue with myself really helps me at times. Sometimes my friends ask me, okay, like, why are you kind of withdrawing when even if there's a fight or something, the first response is that I take some time out, I give myself that space, I have a conversation with myself first, I sit with my emotions, and it's not as difficult as it sounded. It requires just 5 minutes. Just withdraw, take your space, have a dialogue with yourself. You sit, you talk to trees. You write about it, whatever is your way. But I think that really gives me the time to process everything without jumping on to conclusions. And that is something that has shifted a lot with me. I mean, I don't now have conflicts or fights with anyone that much because the first thing I do is process it, sit down, have a dialogue with myself, and then talk to someone. And that also helps me with having more of a listening ability because once you have a dialogue with yourself, you're out with that, right? You're out with the emotions and thoughts. Then you can actually listen to someone else. So talking to yourself or just maybe talking to a friend also or talking to trees, whatever it is for you, really helps you to create a space for not just for yourself, but for other people as well. Where you can listen to them fully.
True. I mean, I think, having a conversation with yourself helps you to heal. And I think that's where Mansi is coming from, that if you're talking about things to yourself and getting that clarity in your head about what, because oftentimes we just, we think we are feeling one thing, but then we are actually feeling something else. For example, if someone ignores me in the crowd, I might feel hurt, but that would come across as anger. And it is not until the time that I have processed this in my head with myself that I realized that, oh, it wasn't the anger, it was because I was hurt. And that's when, I know that it is something that I'm feeling myself, and the other person is maybe not to be blamed. So it's the whole healing process that happens when when you communicate with yourself and reflect upon the things that has happened during the day. Maybe you have had a bad day. Maybe your boss said something. It has happened with me a lot. I had a boss once, and he was a taskmaster, and people were scared to work with him. But with working with him, I realized that oftentimes it was because he was in a bad mood that he did something which he did not intend to do. But that only came from when I analyzed that situation with myself, sitting peacefully. And then I did not go to him with so much of anger or even the feeling of hatred, because I was completely in a happy space. I had a conversation with myself. I had healed. So that compassion was reflected onto other people.
Yeah. And I think communication is also related with how you express yourself, the way you spoke about your example right now. It's like the more you express, or if you're clear with what you're trying to express with yourself, then I think it reflects equally well with other people.
Yeah, because most of the time, you're angry and the other person is like clueless about why you are angry, because even from their perspective, they did nothing to get you angry. But when you communicated to them that you're hurt and not angry, that would make sense to them as well, and maybe they could do something about it.
Or you
So
can even have code words for it. I mean, me and my friend just have we have this code word called as SOS. So she's not in India. She's abroad. So our timings usually don't match. But what we do is, if someone has to say something or someone is angry, but the other person cannot know, right? So our
yeah.
code is just SOS for it. So you can have these own rules of yours.
Right.
This is one that has worked for me. So
That's
yeah,
a
I
great
think.
idea.
Yeah.
I'm because oftentimes it's difficult to express ourselves, like, listen, I'm very sad, and so it's better to have certain code words which helps you communicate with just one word how you're feeling. So that I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add on this topic?
I think whatever we have done, we can just have a quick recap. So the first thing that we talked about is self-love. Do you want to add anything else to it, Shruti?
No, so self-love, under which we saw, like, how important it is to get in touch with yourself, and that is like the foundation of your any healthy relationship that you would experience later in life. Then we moved on to the building blocks of relationship, which are Mansi.
Gratitude. Replace all your judgments with gratitude. I know it sounds hard and difficult at the beginning, but once you get a hang of it, you'll see the shift. So just writing 100 things that you're grateful for, and even with self-love, you can just ask yourself every day, what is it that I love about myself? What is it that I hate about myself? What are the some parts that I dislike about me? What are the some parts that I like about me? So this is called as emotional journaling, which is a great way to identify these emotions and thoughts. And followed by gratitude would be great.
And the second point that we discussed under the building blocks of relationship was communication. how important it is to communicate with yourself and with the other people, your feelings and your thoughts. The importance of getting in touch with yourself by communicating, how you are feeling about certain situation, about a day, about a person, so that you heal and you don't carry forward those negative feelings or maybe the misunderstandings that you have had due to lack of communication. So spend some time with yourself where you can communicate how you're feeling, assess the situations, and spread the compassion through communication.
Yeah. And also, once you are able to sort of communicate with yourself, expressing will also get easier. So, one of the things that I used to do to identify it was, okay, when was the last time that I expressed? How did I express it? Did I express it through gestures to other person? Did I express it through written form, maybe a letter or something else? Did I express through just words, just talking to someone? So how do I express that? That's something that you can ask or identify. And what are the ways that are comfortable for you to express?
Right. So I think that's it for today. We have more building blocks of relationship, but I think we'll talk about them in our next episode.
Yes. Stay tuned in and we'll see you for the next one.
Bye-bye.
We hope you like this episode of Utopian Way of Life.
Through this podcast, our target is to inspire you to choose change and build a happier life.
If you have benefited from this podcast, feel free to like, share, and subscribe.